Haftarah Matis Masei Chazak. There is a story of a great Hasidic rabbi who passed away. A friend of mine told me the story. Don't know how accurate it is. And he had two sons who took over his rabbinate, his Hasidus. One of them, the older one, could barely scrap together a minion. He wasn't popular. Nobody was interested in him. The younger brother was less bright. He wasn't as big as a Talmud Chacham. He wasn't maybe as big as a davener, but somehow the younger one had big crowd. Lots of chassidim at his tish. Lots of followers. So one day the older one runs into the younger brother and says, "Tell me something. I'm much smarter than you. I'm better than you." Sounds like a real anuf, huh? "How come nobody comes to me and everyone comes to you? There's something wrong over here." The younger one told his older brother, "I'll tell you why. The reason why I get a big crowd is because I am a mind reader. I can read minds. People love going to a Rebbe that can read minds." So everybody says, "What are you talking about? Nonsense. You're kidding me? You can't read minds. You're not a mind reader." He says, "No, I can read minds. I could." He says, "What is this? Tell me, what am I thinking right now?" He says, "I'll tell you exactly what you're thinking." He says, "Yeah, what am I thinking?" The younger one turns to his older brother and says, "You're thinking, Shivisi, Hashem, Lenegdi, Samit." So the older brother says, "No way, absolutely not. That's not what I'm thinking." He says, "That's why you're not successful as a Rebbe." So we'd like to speak today about this concept of what we're supposed to have in mind, who we're supposed to be following, what's important, and we're going to show a few points in the Haftarah, a little bit from the Ben Ishchai and the Sefer Deres Leo, a little bit from the Dubin Magid, from the Sefer Choychav Miyakrif. The Haftarah begins and says, "Ma matu avisechem bi ovel ki rochaku me olai, val yelchu achrei ahevel vayebalu." What did Klai Yisrael see, your fathers see, says Hashem? What did they find wrong with me that they distanced themselves from me? And instead, they went after nonsense and turned into nonsense. If you become what you eat, is the expression. Well, they went after Hevel and they have turned into Hevel. Someone who follows nonsense turns into a shtick nonsense. So, the Dubin Magid explains, says that there's a big klal that even though everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no such thing as anybody, Chas HaShalom, ever getting any bit of pain, anything, even a little bruise on the finger, is without, nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, of course. But still, the relationship, the correlation between the good and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different between the bad and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meyachet Shemai. When it comes to something good, Hashem says, "I did it." When it comes to something ra, Hashem doesn't say he did it. Instead, Hashem says, "You did it to yourself. You have caused this damage to yourself." Where do we find this? Well, it says, actually in the Haftarah afterwards even, "Tiyasrech ra'aseich." The ra itself will bring you musa. The ra itself chases you. The ra itself, the malachei chabala, the malachim which one creates when he does an avera, they are the ones that punish himself. The Ashach writes about this very often, also on this pasuk. Tiyasich rasich. The ra itself is the punishment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and he allows it. But the toiv is a gift from him. And the ra that one does, that is what it punishes the person. So it's not that Hashem is punishing, it's the ra that you created is punishing. The one Magid says, I'll explain to you in a deeper way. In a deeper mahalach. And it's like this. Says, Medrash says, on the famous pasuk in Keheles, "Ma yisroin la'odam v'chol ha'moli she'yalman tachas ha'shamas." The Medrash says, amazing, amazing pshat of the Medrash. Medrash says, "Ma yisroin la'odam, man, what could you ever do for Hashem? How could you ever pay back Hashem? V'chol ha'moli, with all the work you do for Him, as much as you're doing for Hashem, she'yalman tachas ha'shamas, you know how much you get just from the sunlight? You know what kind of amazing health benefits there are in the sun? Our food comes from the sun. So much comes from the sun. We have water because of the sun. The water from the clouds comes from evaporation. Everything, the sun is everything. So Hashem says, I've given you the sun. You can never even pay me back what I do for the sun. So what could you do for me?" What, you're doing something for me? Yeah, that's just the chesrum of the sun. How about everything else I've done for you? So my yisrim le'adam mechal amalei sheyamol, what could you pay back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the work you do, all the avodah Hashem, tachat ha-shamesh? Even for the sun you can't pay back. So, anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu does any chesed for us, it's not because we deserve it, it's just a gift from Hashem. So everything that's toiv, says the Dubner, anything that's toiv starts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's mitzachas to Hashem because it's a chesed from Hashem. It's not from man. Mashenkin ra, Hashem never wants there should be any anish in the world. Because Baruch Hu lo yisachbetz mayis ameis, because Baruch Hu doesn't want the Rasha to die. Because Baruch Hu kim b'shuvim v'dakev v'chayeh. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Hashem want? Hashem wants there to only be tayiv in the world. So who's bringing the ra? The Rasha, like we said, it says later on in the Haftarah, tiyas rech ra'aseich. The ra itself is punishing you, creating bad malachim, which are punishing you. So in meila kumtas. That by tayiv, it's all mesiachas to Hashem, because it's really all from Hashem, it's all chesed from Hashem, anytime there's tayiv. And ra, man is creating himself. Says, if so, he says, we can answer a bunch of interesting things. L'mashal. He brings from someone, from Ramana Shalevi, who says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Taira says, Va'avarcha mevarachecha, mekalelcha or, because Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Va'avarcha, and I will bless, says Hashem, varachecha, all those that bless you. U'mekalelcha, and those that curse you are, I will curse. How come when it speaks about the bracha, Hashem begins to speak about himself, Va'avarcha mevarachecha, and I will bless those that bless you. When it speaks about the klala, it speaks about first man giving a klala, u'mekalelcha, those that give a klala, or Hashem says, I will curse. And the answer is, and we're going to see this, we'll work with a few things, that the proper way to speak is always the cause and then the effect. Whenever you speak about something, you first speak about the cause, and then you speak about the effect. He brings the mashal. He heard from the Vilna Gaon, who he was very, very close to the Vilna Gaon, everybody knows. The Vilna Gaon had a beautiful diak at the beginning of the Shnayis Brachas. Mishnah says in Brachas, Ram Gamliel Kara Kriyashma Balayla Arisha, Ram Gamliel read Kriyashma the first night when he got married. So he said, Rabbeinu, he taught us you don't read Kriyashma the night you get married. And he said, no, I'm not like regular people that are potter. I'm still going to read Kriyashma. Next Mishnah says, Ram Gamliel, Rochatz, the Laila Shemesi Ishta. He took a shower, took a bath the night that his wife passed away. Amalei Tamidov, Rabbeinu, you taught us that an oin is not allowed to wash, not allowed to bathe himself. He says, oh, I'm different. I'm an Istinus. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, Ukishemes Tevi Avdoi. When his Evet Tevi dived, Kibalav Tanchumen, he accepted people to come and be Menachemen. And they said to him, but Rabbeinu, you told us you don't, there's no Tanchumen for Avadim. He said, oh, ain't Tevi Avdi Kishar Avadim. He was an Evet Kasher. Why does the Mishnah switch its style? The first two Mishnahs begin, Ram Gamliel read Kriyashma. Ram Gamliel bathed himself. Ram Gamliel should have said, accepted Tanchumen when his Evet Tevi dived. No, it began, and when Tevi died, Ram Gamliel all of a sudden switches the order, begins with Tevi and then goes to Ram Gamliel. So the Vilna Gaon told the Dubin Amagid a beautiful pshat. He says, because we always speak from first cause and then effect. The reason why Ram Gamliel said Kriyashma is because Ram Gamliel would say Kriyashma no matter what. He wasn't even Malchamal Shamayim. So the reason why there's a change is because of Ram Gamliel. He is the cause. So the Mishnah begins with Ram Gamliel. The second Mishnah, Ram Gamliel took a bath, and now his wife passed away because Rabbi Gamliel was an Isnes. So it's the cause and effect. First begins Rabbi Gamliel because he's the one who's going to cause this din of this Mishnah. But the third Mishnah, when Tevi died, it wasn't because of Rabbi Gamliel, it was because of Tevi. Because Tevi was an Eved Kasher. So it begins with Kishemeth, Tevi Avdai. So you see, you always go from cause to effect. The Mela. Says the Maggid. When it comes to Bracha, all bracha, like we said, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it begins, Va'avarcha mevarachecha. Hashem says, I will bless those that bless you, because everything related to good begins with Hashem. The kalelcha or the cause and effect, unfortunately, begins from man who brings upon himself evil. And that's why it's written in that order. The Torah Magic has many examples. I'm just going to share with you some of them. When Cain and Hevel bring their korbanos. So the pasuk says, by Cain and by Hevel, like this. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel. Vayish Hashem turned to Hevel and to his mincha. When it speaks about Kain, it says, Ve'el Kain ve'el minchase le'isha'a. But the Kain, his mincha, Hashem did not turn. When it speaks about Hevel's, first mentions Hashem. Speaks about Kain's, first mentions Kain's. Because when it speaks about anything positive that happens, begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Luli HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachal le'azrelai. Everything type, everything chesed, every wonderful thing comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every good spiritual experience begins from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it speaks about Aveira and Ra, begins from Kain, because that's man's own choosing. It's a pasuk that in the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva says Shichasecha Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Shichascha Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, you have misbehaved. Ki bi, because by me, Bazrecha, I only help you. I'm only doing good. But you, Klal Yisrael, you're the ones who misbehave. Everything goes wrong. Whenever there's any Avera, it's all your choice. That's what you decide you want to do. Memela, he says, that's the Haftarah. The Haftarah begins and says, Chayim HaHashem, Ma'amatsu Abisechem bi Avel, Instead of being with me and receiving from me, I was trying to be on top of you, says Hashem, and running you and leading you and helping you. Instead of that, what do you do? You've decided to follow Hevel. You decided to follow nonsense. And this is what you're doing. This is your decision. And you turn into a piece of nonsense. So instead of realizing how wonderful, how lucky we are, and how fortunate to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've drifted away and got involved in other things. The Ben Ish Chai says a very interesting thing. Please, please concentrate for the next 3 minutes, because it's a big concentration. You have to use your imagination. If I would have an audio-visual shiur, I would actually have to write this on a whiteboard or blackboard for you. But here goes. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about how every mitzvah is supposed to be performed with Yira and Ahava together. You should never do a mitzvah without a proper mixture of both. It's called in Zohar, Bechilu V'Rechimu. It has to be with Yira and Ahava together. And the Zohar says, a siman to remember this, is if you write the word Yira on top of the word Ahava, so you have Yira on top and Ahava mamish underneath. So you have Yud Resh Aleph Hey, that's Yira, Yud Resh Aleph Hey. And underneath that, underneath Yud Resh and Aleph Hey of Yira, you have Aleph Hey Beze of Ahava. So Yira Ahava in two straight lines. You can actually read the word Yira two ways. You can go across from the top and read the word Yira, or you can do Yud Resh from Yira and then go underneath the Aleph Hey of Ahava and you have Yira going down, kind of like the way Chinese write. And then on the left side is going to be the end of the word Yira. You're going to have the Aleph Hey of Yira and it's going to be Ahava. So you have Yira and Ahava, two words are actually mingle into each other to teach us how the two, the twain, are always together. He brings from the Mishnas Chachamim, from the Talmid Mekubalim of the Arizal, who says we find the same thing here. I wouldn't write this out exactly because you have to be careful how we write this. But if you have Yisrael, which is Yashar Kel, Yashar, straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael, on the good Madrigal called Yisrael, Yashar with Hashem, written on top of Elokim, Aleph Lamed, and then a Hey and a Yud and a Mem. So you have Yisrael underneath that written Elokim with a Hey, of course. So the same thing, you could read the Yisrael across, or you could read the Yashar, and then you have the Aleph Lamed underneath from Kel, from Elokim. So it's Yisrael. And then on the left side, if you read it like in Chinese style, it will be saying Elokim. So you have Elokim either across or Elokim from on top. When Klal Yisrael misbehave, we are called, the Ramban tells us in the Alshach Raisis, we are not called Yisrael, we are called Am. The Ramban writes this many times on Chumash, whenever Klal Yisrael are called Am. So the Ben Ish Chai says, when Klal Yisrael left and started drifting away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Yeravam and Avot, and most Shvatim, 10 Shvatim, went after Yeravam, so then we have a new combo word. We have the word Yeravam written across the top, and underneath Am Rav, Am, referring to Klal Yisrael when they drift away, Rav, most of Klal Yisrael. So Yerav, Am, and underneath the Yerav is Am, and underneath Am is Rav. So you have Yeravam, you can read across, or you can read Yeravam down. Am Rav, you can read from the top, or read from across. Again, if you write it out, you'll see it. I just ask you don't write out the Yisrael Elokim one, unless if you use like substitute letters. What do we want to bring from this? That when Klal Yisrael are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael and Elokim, like it says, Atma Vekim Hashem Elokechem, we're mixed with Hashem, we're combined with Hashem, we live with Hashem, and Hashem even allows us to be on top. We're on top. But when Chas Hashem, we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we drift away, and we follow the likes of Yeravam and Avat, then not only are we not with Hashem, not only are we mixed with Tumah, but we're even underneath. So there's a double loss. Not only not with Hashem, but we're not even on top. Not only are we with Yeravam, we're with Avera, we're underneath. So he says, this is Merumah, this is a Remez in the Pasuk, Koyamar Hashem, Ma Matzu Avisechem Bi'Avel, what do they find wrong with me, says Hashem, Ki Rachaku, they distance themselves, not only do they distance themselves, Me'alai, from being on top of me. Vayelchu, instead they went achareya hevel vayibol. They followed behind the hevel. They're following after nonsense. What's important to you? Why are you following shtusim? Why are you following narishkeiten? You could be with Hashem. You could be living so amazing. This is what you're supposed to be having in mind. I think this might be also famous. It says in the Haftarah later on, Shtayim Rois Asu Ami, Klai Yisrael did two evils. The Gemara in Tanya stresses that just to figure out exactly what are the two evils. It says they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go after Avodah Zarah. So according to what we're saying, the two Rois, this could also be later on, we know in the Medrash, in the beginning of Nachamu, the famous Medrash, that says, Chatu B'Chepalayim Klai Yisrael, Chet Chata Yerushalayim, they were Chaitei double, and they got punished double, and the Nechama will be double. So just a drop, just one ha'ara, that the chet chata, the double chet, and the shnayim rois asu ami, is not only you're not with Hashem, but you're not even following Hashem. You're not even in front of Hashem. You're not only not with Hashem, and you're with Narishkeit, you're following behind like a religious follower, like some type of a groupie, following right behind a hevel. So you distance yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you were ahead, you were Atam Tiyu L'Raish, and now you're enjoying being a Zanav, following behind Shtusim, following behind nonsense. So going back to what we began with, Shavisi Hashem Ev Yisam, the Yid is supposed to, if I understand correctly from my Rebbeim, the first words a Jew says every morning, the first words come out of your mouth, and not good morning, is Moedah Ani. The first words you say, as your conscience returns to mind, you say Moedah Ani. The first action, the Halacha and Kabbalah, the Zayah, and the Mishabura brings, everybody knows in very, very strong terms, tells us to do, is to wash our hands. You don't touch anything, you don't do anything. First thing is wash Negavasar. Either it's mamish by your bed, or you head straight there before anything else, you wash Negavasar. But what is the first Machshav of a year every morning? Shavisi Hashem Neg Yisam, that's how you begin. You're following Achri Hashem Alekechem Telecho, or like we said from the Ben Ishchayah, even Hashem even puts you in front, in a sense. You stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you begin your morning. Shavisi Hashem Neg Yisam, and you're supposed to literally, train yourself, practice every morning to imagine the letters of Yud and then the letter afterwards. Hey, followed, of course, by the holy letter Vav, and in conclusion, another letter, hey, yes, Yud Kei Vav, you're supposed to imagine that even when your eyes are still closed, your eyes are open, picture those letters. Look in the Mishabura, look in the Be'er Heitev, exactly which Nekudais should be on that Yud Kei Vav Kei, the same Nekudis as the word Yirah. But whatever it is, that's what we're supposed to be thinking. That's supposed to be guiding us. Well, if we would do that, then HaKadosh Baruch would have no tainus. We would be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would be ba'atma deikam Hashem alekechem. We would be living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what has to be important to us. We'll just finish. The Ben Ishchai has another little brief little thing. There's a famous psikta, medrash that says that chachma was asked, wisdom was asked, what should someone do with chayt? Is someone's chayt b'shagik? What's the deal? What do we do with someone who's chayte b'shagig? And wisdom replied and said, someone who's chayte to melech malchim alachim deserves to die. Okay, that wasn't such a good response. Chachma, we don't like what Chachma had to say. Sukkah says he went and we asked Nevi'im, what should someone do if he's chayte b'shagig? And the Nevi'im said, oh, tiyashrech ra'aseich, the sin will chase you, the sin will hound you like black, scary dogs. They're going to come running after you in the dark of the night. The sin itself is malchim chabar, they're going to get you. Okay, we don't really like what the Nevi'im had to say. So we asked the Torah, what happened to someone's chayte? The Torah says, oh, there's karbanis, the karban chatas. Oh, that sounds a little bit better. Then they asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu, says the psikta, what happened to someone's chayte? Hashem says, do tshuva. Do tshuva, that's all Hashem says. I just want you to do tshuva. So the Ben Ishchai says, based on that, a pasuk a little bit later in the Haftarah, when the pasuk says, here, let me find it inside. Here, pasuk ches, hakehanim loy omru aye Hashem. The kehanim, as people were bringing korbanos to them, we're going to go straight to without the pasuk pshat, straight to the Ben Ishchai pshat. When people were bringing korbanos to the kehanim should have said to them, "Sir, it's very beautiful you're bringing a korban chatas, a very very fat big korban chatas. But have you done tshuva? That's the main thing. Did you do tshuva?" Kehanim were just pleased. Someone was bringing them another steak to eat. Kehanim loy omru aye Hashem. They didn't say to those that brought it, you know, Hashem, what Hashem really wants is the tshuva. No, they just were satisfied with the korbanos. The Torah, those that took the Torah too literally, and just follow only what the words of the Torah said. Lo yida'uni, they weren't looking for me. They're just like, bring a carbon. Why is it for daven shachar, daven mincha? What about the kavanah? What about the tshuva? What about the neshama of it? No, they weren't involved in that. They weren't looking. They weren't looking to connect up with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The harayim and the leaders. The leaders, that's chachma. Chachma says, whoa, chait is dangerous. Even chait b'shegeg deserves to die. Pashuvi, they went and did b'mezid against me. Forget about chait. They did b'mezid against me. But the neviim, what are the neviim supposed to be doing? The neviim teach you, we're spiritual. We're very connected up to Shemaim. We see when someone sins, the aveira chases after them. Very, very scary. No. But the neviim, not only did they not warn about that, but the neviim nivu rabal, they were saying nivu over in the name of Avodah Zarah, instead of warning people about the Ra is going to come and attack the people, they themselves were chasing after Ra. So there's a lot of wrong direction here. We've said over from the Dovin HaMagid about how Ra is created from our own choices, and if we're involved in that, we're just creating einish for ourselves. We said over from the Ben Ish Chai about the letters. When we're with Hashem, then we get to be ahead. If we follow others, then we're behind. And again, from the Ben Ish Chai, about how the main thing is always you're looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's supposed to be important. Yiddishkeit Chas Hashem should not be a culture. A child herring, tefillin, yom tif, nice time in my family culture. It has to be that looking for Hashem in everything, in every single mitzvah. Hashem should help us. We should be zeicha to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow after, and we should be zecher that this period of time should be a tkufa when we get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gift us the wonderful Yom Tov Meshiv Asir B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av will be a wonderful Yom Tov, the greatest Yom Tov of them all. Have a good Shabbos, Shabbos Chazak, Kol Tov.